Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I hope you guys are not just joining us because, Olivia, if they are, they missed some really good oldies but goldies shows from the past.
Yes, we talked about the Georgia State Parks, and we also talked with Pauline Frommer about going global and getting those guidebooks. Those are essential.
They are essential, and I love a good guidebook. I love the pictures. I love, you know, just to kind of read through them. I feel as though I retain the information more if I have a guidebook than if I'm looking back and forth on my phone. I mean, I will admit, the phone is convenient. It's very convenient to have that. But, you know, I tend to pay a little bit more attention and learn it a little bit more if I have to read it.
Yeah, and it's necessary sometimes to use your GPS or, you know, to call a cab or something, but when you have a guidebook, it's kind of this personal little thing that you kind of, you know, add to as you travel. You highlight things, you write notes. So it's a fun little tool to have with you as you travel.
Exactly, exactly. And of course, Kim Hatcher, she's got us ready for the Georgia State Parks and just traveling around Georgia to see all of the adventurous things that we can do and get outside. I mean, it's starting to warm up a bit and getting the rain behind us, so it's time. Spring break's here.
Time to get back out there. There are plenty of activities available at state parks, whether it's fishing and kayaking or camping. So there's plenty of things to do right here in Georgia.
And speaking of that, let's tell everyone a little bit about what we're planning to do, because we're planning to do something a little bit different than what we've been doing, and that's focus on the arts and the culture in the Atlanta area and surrounding areas as well. Well, we'll look at things like dance, we'll look at the visual arts, we'll look at theater. Well, we want to go to galleries and just really highlight all of the artistic things that are going on around the city, that kind of culture type travel.
Yeah, they reflect the character of the city just as much as anything else. You know, they show the creativity, and it's a great way for people to express history, emotion, and capture the character of, you know, different places in Georgia.
Absolutely, because we will start exploring the arts. We want to get out there and kind of really, you know, scout out everything and explore and see what's going on in Atlanta when you think about the arts and the culture. And there's a whole international scene, too, when you think about that, too. So we can really highlight, you know, international culture. I think that'd be great. Exhibits. What are the musicians doing? The dancers? You know, because we have award-winning theater here in Atlanta. We have Grammy award-winning orchestra here and world-class visual art. So you don't even have to leave and go. Probably may not want to hear say this. You don't have to leave Atlanta and go venturing out around the world. You can just stay right here and do a lot of really great things. And we want to capture all of that and start bringing it to our listeners.
Right. Staycation is really the golden word.
Well, I love a staycation. You know, and people throw that word around. It's kind of like, oh, well, I didn't get a chance to go on a vacation. I just did a staycation. But, you know, we really shouldn't look at it like that, because staycations are fun. Plus, Atlanta is really a great destination, too. So for our listeners who are joining us, you know, via the internet, hey, you can find a lot of reasons to come on down to Atlanta and visit us right here. And of course, for those of us that live here, it's just hopping in the car, having a great dinner, going out for great theater, and we're capturing all the things that are right here in Atlanta with a great staycation. That's not a bad word.
No, and you get to discover a whole new side of, you know, the place that you spend every day.
Well, let me ask you this. What's your favorite, okay, of the arts? Are you a visual arts person, music, dance? What will you be looking forward to kind of delving into and finding out more information about?
Definitely the music. You know, Georgia has a great music history, from blues to swing to jazz. So I'd love to learn a bit more about the history and, you know, look for any exhibits that might be available. And also we have great music festivals, you know, from Music Midtown to Atlanta Jazz Festival. There's a lot of stuff going on this year.
There is a lot of things going on. I like the music, too. But, you know, I like the visual arts, and I'm looking forward to checking out these galleries and finding out if there are galleries that I'm not familiar with now and maybe some of the listeners are not familiar with. Some of those little unknown kind of arts and cultural things that are around the city that just don't get publicized that much. You don't get a chance to learn about them. So hopefully we can offer an opportunity to introduce people to some of those unknown artists or people who are just starting out. That'd be really fun as well. But then I can't leave out theater. I love the theater. I love going to the theater and having a great dinner before or going out for dinner afterwards. That's really one of my fun things to do.
Yeah, it's a special experience. I think a lot of us have childhood memories of the first time we went to Fox Theater, perhaps to see Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. My grandma took me to see Annie. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'll have that special attachment to Fox Theater, but also other theaters in the area too.
Well, I have a very special attachment to the Fox Theater. When I finished Spelman, that's where our graduation was held. It was in the Fox Theater. So I have a very, very special connection to it, a special love for it. So when something is showing at the Fox Theater, I definitely like going there to see it. So that's a very special place. And then, of course, you and I both like the History Center. We were recently there.
Yes.
And had a fantastic time looking at all the exhibits and going all around to see just everything that was there that's so diverse. I mean, that gather around exhibit, that still just really stays in my mind because I just really like the whole concept of that, where you really are telling the story. I mean, yeah, you're immersed in the stories. I mean, you're actually letting the walls talk to you, literally.
Right.
Because they have all of these things on the walls. There's audio. There's even things that are reenacted. It's fantastic. So that's definitely one of the ones I want to keep up with what they're doing, what exhibits they have that are coming through, and just what's going on there. And then there's, of course, there's always the Swan House and some of the other things that you can do. The Margaret Mitchell House.
Absolutely.
I know you want to check that one out. There.
Yeah, and the Gather On exhibit is like the perfect example of, you know, you're used to museums kind of being sort of out of touch. You can look at things, but you can't interact with them. Mm-hmm. But the Gather Around exhibit, you're walking through exhibits and you can touch things, you can move things and kind of like place yourself in the shoes of people who came before us. So I think that really captures the spirit of what we're looking for.
It really, really does. I mean, we took a picture with something that was being loaded, although it looked as though we were kind of floating on some kind of lift with the picture, but it's just a lot of fun. So it's great for families. It's great for, you know, any age group, you know, to really get out. And that's true really with all of the arts around Atlanta. I mean, there are some things that may be a little bit more focused on families and kids, and we'll highlight those as well. But, you know, there's so much to do in Atlanta with the arts where everyone can go and have a great time with doing that. So any other things that you're looking forward to coming up?
Well, I think it's also important to highlight, you know, we may not realize how special some of these museums in Georgia are. For instance, the Albany Museum of Art holds one of the largest collections of African art in the Southeast, you know, with over 2,000 works of African art. So we don't realize that we have this, you know, special place right in our home state.
That is very, very true. And those type things really, when you talk about telling the history, I mean, that really is where you can go and really find out a lot about history and things that happen outside of even the things that maybe we learned in school. And again, you have the opportunity to see pictures or news clippings when you go and visit some of these historic sites. Now, the Atlanta Opera, I love opera. I'm looking forward to that. That should be really interesting to
Have you
really
ever
go
been
behind.
To an opera show?
Well, you know, I have been to an opera show before, and one of my favorite theatrical productions is not necessarily really the opera, it's Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
And I love that. So even when it's not the opera itself, I still want to go see, you know, something about the opera. So I'm looking forward to that because I think also behind the scenes with what it takes to put together an opera production would really be fascinating to see that, to talk to the directors, talk to the actors, and really get a feel for what you see that's so perfectly presented on stage really takes a huge team to put together.
And I imagine it's a really exhausting, I mean, it's a very dramatic show. Operas are very dramatic, so it takes a lot out of you.
I would think so, because you really have to get into character. You know, that's an interesting question, I think, to ask some of the actors, is how do you kind of come down from that?
Right.
You know, because you get all, you know, into the character, and now it's over. The production's over until the next night. So I'm really, really excited and can't wait. Now, we are still going back and forth a little bit about a name for what we want to call this, because we want this to be really special so that when we're talking about it, you know we're talking about the arts and all the cultural things to do. So leave us a message on our Facebook page, Travel Bags with Anita, and let us know what you think. Maybe you have a creative name for us. But in the meanwhile, you know, folks can still go down to Sapelo and Sapelo Island Birdhouses. That's our sponsor today for our show. And you can check out their website at the sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. But Olivia, I'm excited and ready to go.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Sounds good to me. Now, thank you guys for listening today. We appreciate it. We hope you will come back and join us again next Saturday when we have more destinations, more tips, more things to do all around travel. This is Travel Bags with Anita and friends. You guys have a great one. Bye-bye.
But don't you dare look back. Just